Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
We're learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Kuf Yutes. We're starting the 16th perek. The Mishnah says, "Ha'isha shehalach ba'alav etzeros l'mdinas hayam." If you have a woman that her husband went with his other wife to far away, ubo v'armul ameis balech. And Adam came and told her that her husband died. And she had no children. And she didn't know of any children of the other wife either. So now she can't get married l'shuk, because maybe there was no children. And she's zakuk li'ibum. She also can't be mi'abim, because maybe there is children. And then she would not allow to be mi'abim. It's an eshesach. She'esh l'banim. It's bekaris. She has to find out, did her tzara have children? Is her tzara pregnant? So, first, the Gemara is medayik. What does it mean, hitzarasa? Why did it say extra word, hitzarasa? Let it say, shem uberis tzarasa. So the Gemara says, ha-kamashma l'hot tzara hu d'chashinan, avl tzara achriti loy chashinan. We're only concerned that perhaps the tzara that we know about had children, but that he should get married to another wife of Dina Siyam, such a chash we don't have. We're not chayshish if we'd find out that this particular woman, this tzara, didn't have children, even if we wouldn't have any information if he got married to another wife of Dina Siyam, that's fine. We don't have to be chayshish that he got married to another wife of Dina Siyam. Now, the Mishnah is not 100% clear. What if the husband went alone to Dina Siyam? He didn't go with another wife. He left the wife here, and he went alone to Medina Siyam. Maybe it's only because he already was with the wife, so why would he marry another wife? But if he went alone and he stayed there for many years, maybe there's a chash that he took another wife over there. But the Shulta Gibarim is mefurish that even in that case, in Achashish, the Amshul Shloime says that way, and the Beis Meir brings it. There's a little brought in the Pesukei Tshuva at the end of Siman Kuf Nun Vav. Whenever Cheshish, then he married another wife. Only a wife that we know about, that's what we're Cheshish for. Another wife we're not Cheshish for. Now this is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam and Yana Chazak apparently had a different pshat in what the Gemara is saying when the Gemara says, L'hot tzaru d'chashinan av l'tzara achriti loy chashinan. The Rambam says there that it means that the tzara that's here, that the Baal left with the tzara, so the tzara that's here, that wasn't with the Baal, has to be chayshish that the tzara there had a child, because that tzara was with the Baal. So she could have had a child. But the tzara that was together with the husband, even though she knows there's another wife in the original country, but the tzara that was together with the husband, she could get married right away. Of course, she has to wait 90 days to make sure she's not muberis, but she could get married. She could be misyabim right away. She doesn't have to be afraid that the tzara in the other country had a child, because that tzara wasn't with the husband. That's the Rambam's lashon in the Anach Hazaka. It's apparently his pshat in the Gemara. Now, Shem Uberis Hitzarasa means the tzara here has to be chayshish for the tzara there, because that's the tzara that is with the husband. The tzara there doesn't have to be chayshish for the tzara here, because she's not with the husband. Taisus Yantav on the Mishnayish brings down this pshat from the Rambam, and he says he's a little bit bothered. What's the chiddush? Of course, the woman that's not with the husband, of course she doesn't have children. How could she possibly have children? The husband's not with her. So the Rishash says, he doesn't hear the kasha why it's so pashit, because maybe the tzara that was here, maybe was actually pregnant when they left. Maybe the tzara that's with the husband has to be afraid that the tzara that stayed behind was pregnant when her husband left. So that's a very big chiddush, that she doesn't have to be chayshish that the tzara was pregnant when the husband left. I saw in the back of the Mishnayis, one of the Achrayim asked, Taka, why not? Why wouldn't you have to be chayshish that she was pregnant when the husband left? So I would say the teretz is because she has a chazaka liyibum. The whole reason why you have to be chayshish is because of the raiv, like the Gemara says, we're going to speak about soon, the raiv nashim is arbis v'yoldais, that's what creates the chash that she had the child. Otherwise, the chazaka liyibim should say she didn't have a child. And there's no raiv to say that on a one small amount of time that she happened to be muberis at that time. Taisus mentions this earlier in Achilitz. There's no such raiv. So Mela, there'll be no reason to be cheshish that she punked was muberis at the time that he left. But this Acher in the back of the Mishnayis wants a taina faker, that maybe if you don't know if she might have been muberis at the time that they left, you do have to be cheshish. And the Rambam's talking about when they knew that when they left she wasn't muberis, that they had found out. But then it's a little bit shirah like the Teis Yantiv asks, so what's the chiddush? Of course she could be muberis, the husband wasn't there. But I would think that maybe the chash is, we don't know all the travels the husband made at the time that he was with his tzar in Medina Sayyam. Maybe he had met up with his other wife at some time, didn't tell the tzar about it, and had a child with her. Kamashman, that no, we don't have to be chashish for such a thing, we don't know about it, we don't have to be chashish for it. Al Kolpanim, the Piskei Teshuva points out, we don't have a raya that the Rambam doesn't hold of the din, Lefi Rashi, that we have to be chayshish, that Rashi's saying that chiddush, you don't have to be chayshish, he married another wife, even though the Rambam doesn't learn the Gemara that way, because he understands the Gemara to mean that we don't have to be chayshish, he had a child with the wife that we know about, but also, could be, the Rambam's also masking, you don't have to be chayshish, that he had another wife. I mean, that's the Diyuk of the Mishnah, even without the Hitzarasa. The Mishnah says, Isha Shalach Balu Tzarasalam Dinasiyam. It could have said differently. It could have said, Isha Shalach Balam Dinasiyam, and there's a Shash, maybe he married someone else. It would sound like even the Rambam's maskim that there's no Shash and he married someone else. Now, let's go weiter. On this din of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that Isha Shalach Balu Tzarasalam Dinasiyam, she can neither get married nor be Misyabim because you have a suffix if the Tzara had a child. The Gemara asks the Kasha, why don't you go by the Rav? Rav Nashim is Abreis V'yoldeis. Rav Nashim do have children. So therefore, why don't we say that the Rav tells us that Sarah had a child, and therefore she should be allowed to marry Lashuk. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So initially, the Gemara says, Ela Mechvartam Es Nisan Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is Chayish Lamuter. Rabbi Meir doesn't go by the Rav. Rabbi Meir is the one that says that a Katan Uktana can't be Chayilat Sumisyabim, Katan Shemnitz Tzaris, Tana Shenim Sa'ilinis. Rabbi Meir doesn't go by Sarayv, he's Chayish Lamiyuta. Now the Gemara had a question. The Sefer says that if she had a mother-in-law, and she, as far as she knew, her husband did not have any brothers, but a mother-in-law is in Medina Sayyam with her father-in-law, and the question is, maybe they gave birth to another son, maybe there's another brother. So the Mishnah says she doesn't have to be chayshish that her mother-in-law gave birth to a son and there's another brother, there's a yavam. Even though she doesn't have any children, she could get married when her husband dies, even if she doesn't know if her mother-in-law had another son or not. So the Gemara says, why would that be? Why don't you have to be chayshish that maybe the mother-in-law had a son? So the Gemara says, it must be because you go by Sarayf. Because even if she became pregnant and had a child, but we have a suffix, maxis chara, maxa nekeves. We have a suffix if the child is a zachar or a nekeva. And we're going to put in also the miut mapilois. There is some cases where it's a miscarriage. And then, shivaita wouldn't be zaikagli ibum. So kum dais, from every pregnancy, only a miut of the children would be zaikagli ibum. Would have to be a zachar, and would have to be a viable zachar. So since half of the children are nekeves, and you also have to add on to the minority case where it's a maple, it's a nefel, it's a miscarriage, where the child's not alive, so between the two, the majority of pregnancies end up that she won't be zeka kalibim, so you have a rife. But fact the Gemara, if we're going like Rabbi Meir is chayish lemiuta, so why wouldn't Rabbi Meir be chayish remiut that the chamais had a son, and even though that's a miut, and she won't be able to marry Lashuk, because maybe she's zakuk to this son that's a yavam. So the Gemara's final teretz is as follows. The Gemara says that in the Reisha, the Reiv tells you that she could go Lashuk. The Reiv tells you that her tzara had a son, and she's not zakuk liyavam. But the Chazaka tells you she goes liyibam, because we knew the original status was that there was no children. Neither he nor her tzara had children. And therefore, the original chazaka was that if a husband dies, she's zakuk liyibum. So we have a roiv telling you she should go lashuk, and a chazaka telling you she should go liyibum. So in that case, Rabbi Meir says, "Smaych miyutu lechazaka v'havalei palga." The miyut gets teamed up with the chazaka, and you end up with palga. A raiv is really better than a chazaka. The Gemara says, "Chazaka le'adif kiruba." A raiv is better than a chazaka, but when you have a miyut, the miyut teams up with the chazaka to make a palga, to make it equal, and therefore leitinasli v'leitisyabin. She can't get married l'shuk because of the chazaka. She can't get married l'yavim because of the raiv. The raiv against the chazaka, when you smaych miyuta l'chazaka, ends up to be equal safik. But in the seifa, the original status, the chazaka was l'shuk. Until her mother-in-law would have another son, so she'd be muta l'shuk. So that gives her a chazaka that if her husband died, she'll be muta l'shuk. And the raiv is also l'shuk, because the raiv is that her mother-in-law would not have a child which is zaykik halibim. So therefore, that's called a miyuta de miyuta. You're going against both the chazaka and the raiv, that's called a miyuta le miyuta, and Rabbi Meir is not chayshish for a miyuta le miyuta. That's the sugya sagamar. So it would seem that this Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, like the Gemara had said before, that we're going like Rabbi Meir that holds chashina le miyuta. And therefore, if we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir, we should also not paskin like the Mishnah. And the halacha should be that Isha Shahalcha Balo Tzeraslam Dina Sayam should be above Amla Meis Bailach. She should be able to get married Lashuk. We should assume that Tzara had a child because Rav Nashim is Samus Fiyoldes. And we don't paskin Chashina Lemiyuta. And this is how a lot of Rishainim learned this Gemara. Taisus, the Rosh, the Rishainim Amadaik, the way in Rashi. Come, other Rishainim understand that this Gemara is only going like Rabbi Meir, and will come out if we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. We should not paskin like this Mishnah. Now, some Rishainim do paskin like Rabbi Meir. The Rosh brings down their Beinu Tam in Bechayres that understands the Gemara there. It's paskin like Rabbi Meir, at least in the case where there's a chazaka against the Rav, like our case. But like the Rishainim, but do not paskin like Rabbi Meir. Like Kam Rishainim, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, all don't paskin the din of Katan Uktan Lecholtzim Voimiyabin. That in hold of Katan Shem Miim Sesarik Tanish Miim Sailinus. So since we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir, the halacha should be that we should not paskin like this Mishnah. And the Isha Shalcha Balat Tzuraslam Dina Sayam would be able to get married because of the Rav Nashim Misabris V'Yoldes. Now the Rambam and the Rif clearly do paskin like this Mishnah. They're basking like this Mishnah, that Isha Shalcha Baal Tzuras and Dinisayam, she has to be Chayshish, that maybe the Tzara had a child. She also has to be Chayshish, maybe the Tzara did not have a child, and therefore she's stuck. She can't get married Lashuk because maybe the Tzara did not have a child. She can't get married Liyavim because maybe the Tzara did have a child. And they don't basking like Rabbi Meir. They don't basking like Katan Nektana, like Chaltzim Loi Miyamin. So what's the Pshat and the Rif and the Rush? So the Ramban originally says the Pshat is like this. There's actually a similar Gemara to this in Bechayris. The beginning of the third parak of Bechayris, the Gemara says that if someone buys a female animal from a guy, if the animal's already of age that could have a child, so the vlad of this animal is a suffolk Bechar. It might be the firstborn of this animal, or it might be the animal already had a child. It's a suffolk Bechar. So the Gemara has the same kasha the Gemara has here. Why don't you say that Rav Behemoth and Masabris of the old days? Rav Behemoth, when they come of age, they do have children. So Mimela, now that you bought this Behemoth, why can't we assume because of a Rav that Behemoth already had a child, and this child that's coming now is not the Bechar? And we should be able to matter the child because of the Rav Behemoth and Masabris of the old days. So the Gemara there originally says that the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir. That's Chayesh Lemiyutah. But then the Gemara says, Ateritzim Ravina, that the Mishnah could even go like the Rabbanan. Rav only works when it's a Rav that's not totally b'maisa. It's a Rav that comes naturally. A naturally occurring Rav, that we could be Simon Chan. But here, this is a Rav that's totally b'maisa. It depends on an event. It depends on something that happens. While it's true that the majority of animals do have ladis, they do have offspring, but it's only because of the actions that they take to have the offspring. It doesn't. Children don't happen by itself. It happens when it's Baal HaZachar. So Mamela, that's called the Rav HaTali B'maisa, and Ravina says we don't go bust the Rav HaTali B'maisa. So the Ramban says, that's perhaps the svar of the Rambam and the Rif. That the Rambam and the Rif are samech on the sugyim b'chayris. Our Gemara says that only according to Rabbi Meir Chayish the Miuta, but that Gemara makes a chilek, that this is different than any other raiv. This is a raiv at Tali b'maisa. You have to do something to make this raiv. And therefore, you don't go bust this raiv. Raiv can't tell you an event was done. It can only discuss something which happens naturally. Now, Taisis asked this kasha also. He asked the kasha in our Gemara. Why did our Gemara say it has to go like Rabbi Meir? What happened to the Teretz of Ravina? That a raiv at Tali b'maisa, a raiv is dependent on an action. We don't go bust such a raiv. So his first teretz, he says, like the Ramban, that we're not going like Ravina, we're going like Rav over there. It doesn't hold to that teretz. That holds that that Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir. According to the first teretz, and Echanami, Lefi Ravina, here also, even not according to Rabbi Meir, you would not go bust a raiv. But then he says another teretz. He says it's not considered Tali b'maisa. He says, this rave is also called a naturally occurring rave because the man is niskak to his wife. Charles, what does Taisus mean? And what's exactly the chiluk between a rave by a people that we're saying that it's called memela, sha'adam niskak le'ishtai, and by behemoths that we're saying that it's called a rave atali b'maisa? So, Rabitzel Paterberga, in the Shal Shuvas Priyitzik Chiluk Beis, Simen Yudalad, says, this is the Verdant Taisus. He wants to say, Behektim, to a Kashi is asking, a steer of the Yishalmi and Kedushin with the Bavli and Chulin. This is the Kashi that he asks. The Gemara in Chulin says that one of the rais that we know, that you go basurai, that the Gemara says is, because Maka of the Imai. Pasuk says, if someone's Maka of the Imai, Makal of the Imai, he gets Misa, how do we know it's his father? Maybe it's not his father. So the Gemara says, Elamai, because Rav Be'ilas halach achar abal. The Rav says it's his father, Rav Be'ilas goes basa the husband. Problem is, the Gemara, the Yishalmi in Kedushin, on the mission of Salkan al-Chazakais, the Yishalmi says, that I'm going to bring you a raya that Chazaka works in Bezdin, because you see that it says, Maki of the Imai. It's Chayev, how do you know it's his father? Elamai, because you see that Chazaka works. And he explains, the chazaka the Yishalmi is talking about is a chazaka meaning like a nansadi, an umdana, like chazaka and in prayer terchzmane, that type of chazaka. Like chazaka nishim izapanuf nebala. How do you know such a chazaka, the Torah recognized such a chazaka? Teretz is because, how do you know someone is really his father? Elamai, the chazaka tells you it's his father. So chayit shver, what does it tell you? Is makav ima because of raiv? Or is it because of chazaka? So he brings from, he says, Reb Chaim Volozhin in Tshuvas Chudim Meshulish, and the Chassam Sefer in his Tshuvas, were both mechavim to the same teretz to this kasha. Now you need both. You need both chazaka and raiv to tell you that somebody's father. Because without chazaka, how do we know that the husband and wife were living together b'chlal? How do you know that they were noyi kederach kol aretz together? How do you know? Only chazaka tells you that. Nobody sees. It's chazaka. Chazaka tells you when you have a married couple, they're living as a married couple. There were many, many bias. That's what chazaka tells you. Without chazaka, you wouldn't know that. So how b'chlal do you know it's his father? How do you know ever was b'ayil the mother altogether? Teretz is since they're married. Chazaka tells you. It's a chazaka, an ansadi umdana. You see from the pasuk, you go bus, it is common sense, it's pashit, it's an ansadi, everybody knows the married couple of Adda, they were together. That's how we see chazaka. But even after we know that the husband was by his wife many times, that chazaka tells you, but it could be she was mezana, that's possible. Chazaka doesn't tell you that. And it could be this particular child came from another father. Maybe it's not from her husband, maybe it came from another man. So how do you know for sure it's the father, even though chazaka tells you that they lived together as a man and wife, and there were many bias, but how do you know that this particular child came from those bias? Maybe there was another man that was Baylor and produced this child. So that you have Raif. Raif be'ilas halach echer abal. Lamaisa, even if she's mezana with another man, but certainly the majority of the bias that chazaka tells you was from the husband. Now Raif tells you that when we know that the husband had many bias and another man certainly didn't have as many, once we know that fact from chazaka, so Raif tells you that the father is the one with the rave bias, as opposed to the moment of Miyad B'Yisrael V'Yisholach Acher Abal. So with this Shekel Tayyar, with this Yisayin, the Pri Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Paterberg says Pshat and Taisus. By a behema, we don't know that this behema, this female animal, was ever with the male animal Bechlal. We don't know that. There's no chazaka by animals Bechlal. That's called a rave atoli b'maisa. It's assumed there's a rave. Rave, female animals, do get together with Skarim. But there's no anansadi. Very often the farmer facilitates that. He mates the animals because he wants to have lades. And you could definitely say there's a rave of animals, rave of female animals that end up having children. But that Ravina says is a rave atoli b'maisa. Without anything happening to the animal, I don't know that the animal ever was with the Zachar. Only Rav would tell me that, but it's a Rav trying to tell me about a Maisa that occurred. That a Maisa was done. That's a Rav Atali B'Maisa, that we don't say. Now, saying it by people, by a married couple, that's a Dava Mamela. Because that Adam is Niskak L'Ishtai, that's not, that the Rav doesn't have to establish, that we're going to say it's a Rav Atali B'Maisa. That's an Ansadi. That's a Yishalmi. That's a Chazaka. That's for sure. You don't have to come on to Rav for that. Now the problem is, even if a married couple lives together like a man and wife, still, there are cases where the wife doesn't have children. Not everyone's zechut to have children. But that rave is not toli b'maisa. That rave is memela. That's a naturally occurring event, that rave women who live together with the husbands do have children. Me, it don't. But that's the difference between a person and a behemoth in this. By a behemoth, we don't have any chazaka telling you that she was together with a male behema. So therefore, it's all you have is the rave telling you rave female behemas have orders, but it's a rave atali b'maisa. It's dependent on what happens to the behema. That Ravina holds we can't go. Mashayin Cain, by an Adam, the maisa itself, that we know without the rave. So now, we're left with whether the maisa worked, did she have children? That we say that the rave is not toli b'maisa. Al kaponim nazlin yenenu, that's the first teretz for the riff in the Rambam. That why the riff in the Rambam paskin like a mishnah that she can't rely on the rave nashim esabes yoldas to get married l'shuk, even though the Gemara says it goes to mei that's kashin l'miyuta. The Ramban says perhaps the riff in the Rambam hold that it's because the Rav Atali B'Maisa. But like we said, Taisa's second teretz says that it's not a Rav Atali B'Maisa. The Maisa, the Ramban, falls off this. The Ramban says that he saw a pshat from Rav Haigayin that learns the end of the Gemara that says that the reason why we don't call Bas a Rav is because Smaich Miyuta L'Chazaka V'Havalei Palga. That doesn't mean like Rav Meir, that means even like the Rabbanan. And there was a gears in the Gemara the way, Elam Rava Fila Temer Rabbanan, that Rava wants to answer the original question also. Rava with his Yisayid of Smaich Miyutul Chazaka V'Havalei Palga wants to say that even according to the Rabbanan, the halacha is that you don't go Basarayv when you have the Chazaka Keneged. And the whole Machlekes Remein the Rabbanan is that when you don't have a Chazaka Keneged the Rav, there it may is Chayesh the Miyutul Rabbanan or not. But when you have the Chazaka helping out the Miyut, even the Rabbanan hold that you don't go Basarayv, you make it a palga or palga. You cheshish both ways the chumra. So Kamer Rishayim hold this way. This is l'maskana how the Rishayim understand the Rambam and the Rif. They don't say because of the Ramban's teretz or Rav Atali B'Maisa. They say the teretz is because the Gemara, the Rav's teretz of Smaich Miyutul Chazak is going even according to the Rabbanan. Kamer Rishayim hold this way. The Ramban, the Rajba, the Ridvam, the Ravid, the Ra. Now there's a Machleg Rishayim, how might you take it? The Rajba, here in the Mishmeres Habayis, and the Dvosa says this in Kedushin, he says that the only time that according to the Rabbanan, you don't go Basar Raiv, when it's Kenegel Chazaka, but you say Smaich Miyutul Chazaka V'Havalei Palga, is Dafka when the Miyut is inside the Raiv. A part of the Raiv that we have, there's a Miyut in the Raiv attacking the Raiv. Which means like this. The Rashi is medayik the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Va'aisi miyut de mapilois smaych lechazaka v'havlei palga u'palga loytinasa loytis yabein." You take the meat of Mapilais and you put it together with the Chazaka. In fact, the Rashi, why do you need the meat of Mapilais? Why not the meat of Einam Yeldais? Why did the Gemara take the meat of Mapilais and put it together with the Chazaka? Even if she wasn't have any Nephilim, maybe she wasn't pregnant altogether. Take the meat of Einam Misabris Vyeldais. Chazak the Rashi, no. That alone, according to the Rabbanan, you're not going to be saim l'chazaka to make it palga. The only time you're going to be saimich, the meal l'chazaka to make it palga, is when in the rave nashim is arbis v'yoldais, even the ones that are misarbis v'yoldais, but you have a meat that the vlad's not viable. The vlad's not necessarily alive. So that's not only a meat outside the rave, the rave of misarbis v'yoldais, the meat of ena misarbis v'yoldais. It's a meat within the rave. In the rave of Misarmis Vyoldis, there is a meat of Mapilais. So that's a stronger meat. Then you could be Seimechet to Chazaka. That makes the rave much weaker. And then you could be Seimech the meat to Chazaka and make it a palga. But otherwise, according to Rabbanan, when you have a rave and there's nothing that's making a race in the rave from the inside of the rave, it's only a meat that the rave is not covering. In such a case, according to Rabbanan, then we say Ruva v'chazaka Ruba Adif, and we do go basarayv. That's the pshat in the Rashba and the Ritva and Kedushin. But the Ramban and the Ritva here don't hold this way, and hold in all cases when you have a rayv going basa chazaka, we say smaych mutal chazaka v'havale palga. So come, there's three shittas in the Rishayim. We have the pshat in the Rishayim, which Kama Rishayim understand that this Gemara is dafka going like Rabbi Meir. And the coin to the Rabbanan, in all cases, when you have a rave against the Chazaka, Chazaka is not as good as rave, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif, and you go bas the rave, and you can even be maker like a rave, kenega the Chazaka. We have the pshat of the Rashba and the Ritvam in Kedushin that hold that while normally the Rabbanan would do it, but Agamara is going even according to the Rabbanan, because here it's different, because here, within the rave of Nashim Asabas Vyoldis, you have the meat of Mapilais, not only the meat of Ena Misarbis Vyoldis, but even among the rave of Misarbis Vyoldis is a meat of Mapilais. That makes a race in the rave so that meat could go together with the Chazaka and make it a palga palga. And we have the pshat of the Ramban and the Ritva here and the Ra'ah that hold, no, that the Gemara is saying is in all cases the rave could go connected the Chazaka. And the Chazaka means go connected the rave, the smaych meat, the Chazaka, to go connected the rave, and all cases will be a palga or palga. You don't say that you say mechan a rave when it's a Chazaka against it. Now, there's a very big discussion, both in the Rishayim and much, much greater in the Achrayim, about this topic. What's the din when you have a rave on one side and a Chazaka on the other side, like we're bringing here the Machalikis Rishayim? But there seems to be a lot of different sugis in Shas, which is mashma klar, that you do go abas to the rave, connected the Chazaka, which stem with the Mahalach of Taisus, that Agamar is only according to Rabbi Meir, and most of it which stem with the Mahalach of the Rashba, that Agamar is only when the Chazaka itself has a reyesa, that within the rave there is a miyut, like here where the rave nashim misarbis v'yoldis, among the misarbis v'yoldis is a miyut mapilais. So that would mean ordinarily, not according to Rabbi Meir, in a regular case of Rav, you would go bas the Rav, keneged Chazaka. But the Shita of the Ramban, the Ritva here, the Ra'ah, that hold that in all cases, you go bas the, you don't go bas the Rav, keneged Chazaka, it's palgu, palga. So there are a lot of kashas from many different Gemaras. We'll discuss a little bit. So first, Taizim B'chayris Tafchafim Abeis, which is also involved with this discussion. As the Kasha, the Gemara in Chulin, the first parak says that if someone finds a behema shechted, he knows the yid shechted it, he doesn't know who shechted it, he doesn't know if he was a capable shechet, so we say, Rav Mitzuy Meitzel Shechita Mumchem Heim, Rav of people that do shechita are competent shechtim, and therefore you go by Rav and you'll have to eat it. Fact Taisus, if this Gemara is going even according to the Rabbanan, or in Taisus actually as if we paskin, like this Gemara, we pass it like Rabbi Meir al Kapanim when there's a Chazaka, that we don't go bas the Rav, so why would we go bas the Rav, Mitzuyim Eitzel Shechita Mumchem Heim? It's connected the Chazaka, there's a Chazaka of Behema, Behema Bechaya, Becheskes Isser Emedes. There's a Chazaka and a Behema that's not Shechted, has a Cheskes Isser. So the Rav, so why don't we say, Smeich Miyuta Lechazaka, V'havlei palga, the miut of sheikhtim that aren't mumchim, should be together with the chazaka to make it palga. So Taisa says there are actually very, very few sheikhtim that aren't mumchim. It's a miuta de miuta. It's not enough to be seimich to a chazaka. The Ra'ah in the Bedek Abayi says a very similar pshat. He's going there. The Rajman Teres Abayis said over a psak from the Ga'inim that Rav Mitzuyim Eitz Shkuta Mumchamim only works when you can't find out who the Sheikh it is. But if you're able to find out, you're able to know who shechted it, you're able to give him a chinah and see if he's taka mumcha or not, then you're mechuyiv to do so, because you're not seimich on Rav when it's efshel avar. So the Ra'ah says no. The Ra'ah says, Rav Mitzuyim Eitz Shkuta Mumchamim means that everyone is mumcha. We just says a lashon of Rav, but it means everyone. There is no chash that a non-mumcha shechted. And he says, if you don't say that, the Ra'ah l'shitasei holds that this Gemara here in Yevamis is going even according to the Rabbanan, that when you have a Rav against the Chazak, it's palgu palgu. So he says, if you're going to say that the Rav Mitzvimei Seshkut Mumchamim is only a Rav, it's not a Vadai, so then how could you go back to the Rav? It's a Rav that's connected to Chazak, it's palgu palgu. Elamai, the Rav Mitzvimei Seshkut Mumchamim means it's a Vadai, which is like Taisus Teretz. So this is the Teretz that the Rishonim give, according to the Tzad, that Rav and Chazaka l'halacha is palgu palga. So what's the pshat Rav Mitzvim Eshkut Mumchamim? Why don't you say that when you put that against the Chazaka of Einu Zavuach, the Cheskes Isser, it should be palgu palga? The Teretz is it's more than a Rav. It's either like Teisa Mechayri says it's a Ruba Deruba, or like the Ra'ah says in Bedek Abayis that it's a Vadai. Now the Rashba and the Mishmeres Abayis, who argues on the Bedek Abayis, he says in the second Teretz, his shita, that really Rav could go connected to Chazaka, the only time it can't is when the meat is Bechal the Rav, like we explained before. Now the Marshon Bechayr Stavchav says, why don't you ask even a more basic question? Every behemoth that we eat, why don't we have a chash that it's a treifa? The Gemara says in Chulam, because you have a Rav. Rav behemoth sakshayres. So you should have the same kasha. And that's not a ruba de ruba or a vade, that's just the rave. So you should have the same kasha. That why don't you say that smeich the meat of behemoth set a treifus to the cheskes isser of the behemoth of havalei palga. Chayre pella. That the chayre is mefurish that you go bus the rave, keneged chazaka. Zok de mashas ken kasha nish, not a kasha. Because we're dealing with two different isurim. The cheskes isser of the behemah is a cheskes that it's not shechted. So if you have any suffix on the shechita, there's a chazak on the behemah, a cheskes isser that doesn't have a shechita. So that chazak would paskin a vadei isser if there's any suffix if the behemah had a shechita. But if a behemah had a vadei shechita, and you have another suffix, was it also because of treifa? That's a different isser. Treifa is a different isser. Treifa, there is no chazak that it was a treifa. Adarabba. There's no chazaka, so mel, you have a rave that is ksheiris. You can't say smeich miuta of treifais to the chazaka of the cheskes isser. Because the cheskes isser is not an isser treifa. The cheskes isser is an isser that wasn't shechted. And this was shechted. So the chazaka doesn't play a role b'chlal. All you have is the meat, and you go bus a rave. Except that's what the Gemara in Chulin discusses. According to Rav Meir, Rav Meir hechiachol bisra, Rabbi Meir, is there a problem of chayish lemuta? Because Rabbi Meir is chayish lemuta even when there's no chazaka that helps out the miyut. But al-kaponim, according to the Rabbanan, that's for sure, you wouldn't have smech muta lechazaka. That's tying it to Marisha. Then Achreinim ask another kasha, though, that what about the case of Paraduma? The case of Paraduma also, the Gemara asks the kasha, how do we know a Paraduma is not treifa? And tries, and Mar wants to buy ice from the case of Paraduma that you go bus a rave. That should be a makar de raisa, a makar from the Torah you go bus a rave. Since the Torah says to make a Paraduma, how would I know it's not a treifa? And you can't check the Paraduma the Gemara says because you have to burn it whole. Is a rai, you go bus a rave. Verksach lekasha, lefidu rishainin that home. That when you have a rave, kenegan a chazaka, you don't go bus a rave, you say smech mut la chazaka, havle palga. So here, you have the cheskes tumah of the one that they're trying, And he's trying to be metayer with this, with the ashes of the paraduma. You have his cheskes tumah that should team up with the miut that a treifais to say that he remains tameh. On a normal behemah shechta, you don't have a cheskes, you don't have a chazaka that's teaming up with the miut. The cheskes issa of behemah is an issa of nevela. That for sure you don't have because it's a proper shechita. And the treifa, there is no cheskes issa. But here you have a chazaka. We have the cheskes tumah of the person that you're trying to mitar with the paraduma. So what's the pshat in the Gemara that by paraduma it's makar mi deraisi go basarayiv? Because how do you know the paraduma is not a treifa? Only Rav could tell you that. You can't check it because you have to burn it whole. L'chay, how could you go basarayiv? You're going against the chazaka, the cheskes tumah of the person the paraduma is mitar. Why don't we say smach mutal l'chazaka v'avalei paldo? So the Machne Ephraim, so at the end of the Sefer on the Rambam, on Hilchos Yibum Perikim Lachat HaZayin, he says that the only time you say Smech Mutal Chazaka V'Havlei Palga is when the Miyat and the Chazaka are discussing the same thing. Like in our case, the Miyat Mapilois goes together, directly together, with the Chazaka Liyavim. But there it's really two Shailas. The Chazaka of Tumah of the Gavra doesn't directly address the Kashus or Tarfus of the Parah. It comes later. If the Parah was Treifa, then the Gavra would have the Cheskes Tumah. But it's already, it's two separate Shailas, it's two separate Nidainim, it's two separate Gavras, he says. So Mele B'chai Gavra, they don't say Smech Mutal Chazaka V'Avalei Palgo. That's tied at the Machne Ephraim. The Sha'ar Melech is bothered because the Rishonim here, one of the kashas they asked, the one from the Gemara in Kedushin, really also could be answered with the same teretz. Sounds like the Rishonim don't hold it as teretz. So the Sha'ar Melech, it's there also in Hilchos Yibum, and he's mechaven to the Marsha. He brings the Marsha in Chulin, Tafir Aleph, Mamish, the same teretz. He says this whole Gemara means me there abanan. The whole Gemara that says "Smoich miutal chazaka v'havlei palg" is a din derabbanan. Midereisa v'adi go basarayv makam chazaka. The shail is a din derabbanan. So any Gemara that says halacha l'maisa, you go basarayv kenege chazaka, that would be a kasha. But the Gemara by Parah Aduma was discussing how we could find a makar minatayr that you go basarayv. Minatayr you go basarayv kenege chazaka. So it's not a kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing the din deraisa of para. The din deraisa of para, there's no din of smach mutal chazaka mi deraisa. So Gemara Gechidish from the Sha'ar Melech and the Marsha, the emphasis the Ramban and the Ridvar, shtikl mashma there is a din deraisa smach mutal chazaka v'avle palga. So it's not so pashy that teretz also. The Marsha and Chulin says a third teretz. The Marsha and Chulin says a teretz that the roiv behemis ksheris. The meat, it's a very small meat. It's a very small meat that a treifus. Since it's such a small meat, you can't be mitzayefet to the chazaka. The shayla is a little bit, so how could you learn that from there you go basarayv? Maybe you only go basarayv when you have a very small meat, the meat that can't be mitzayef to a chazaka. But maybe when you have a larger meat, but even that it could be mitzayef to the chazaka, maybe it is b'chal you don't go basarayv. A bissel shver to Marsha. Al Kopanim, those are the Terutzim and the Kasha Paradum. We have the Machne Ephraim's Teretz that the Chazak is not directly going on the case of the Rav and the Miyat. The Chazak is coming from a different angle. The Rav and Miyat are discussing the Behemah itself. Mashenkin, the Chazak is a Chazak on the Gavra if he's Tameh. You have the Sha'ar Melech and Marsha's Teretz is that it's not a Kasha in the Gemara of Paradum because the whole din of Smech Mutal Chazak of Ayipalg is the Rabbanan. And you have the Marsha's second Teretz that when it's a small miyat, then you're not mitzayefet to a chazaka. The Rajma Mishmeres and Bayis seems to hold the Machne Ephraim Svara. The Rajma Mishmeres and Bayis, we mentioned that right before, that the Ra'ah wanted to bring a Raya, that Rav Mitzvim Etzim Mumchamim is a Vadai, if it was only a Rav, you don't say a Rav Kenegah Chazaka, so how could you say Rav Mitzvim Etzim Mumchamim Kenegah the Chazaka? So the Rajman, his first test of Shmei Zabai, he says a story very similar to the Machne Ephraim. It's a good makar for the Machne Ephraim. He says, once the Rav Patskin's eyes that dimensions the Mumcha, the male is no Chazaka. It's two steps. It's not like our Gemara where it's one step. The Shaila is, did she have a child? Didn't she have a child? Rav says she did. Chazaka says she didn't. There, the Cheskes Isser doesn't talk directly if he's a mumcha or not. So male, the Rav says he's a mumcha without a Chazaka being misnagged, and then he goes and he shechs the animal. So Mamela, someone that's already gepaskin, there's a mumcha shechted the animal. That's not a Rav going connected the Chazaka. That's mamish similar to Noach Ne'ephraim's Teretz by Paraduma. The Rav paskins eis the behemis ksheira. There's no Chazaka being misnagged to that. Now you make this par into a paraduma, and you retire the guy that has a cheskes tuma. It's already good paskin that it's kosher. There's no problem. It won't be able to say smech mudal chazaka. Chere geshmakim makari for mishenim to the machne Ephraim's teretz. Al kaponim, these are the three shittas. Either this gemara is going like Rabbi Meir, we don't paskin that way. According to the Rabbanan, we don't say smach mutal chazaka v'avlei palga. We go b'sarayv, even when it's going connected the chazaka. Or it's even like the Rabbanan, but only because the chazaka is within the rayv, it's being married the rayv, in the rayv nashim yoldis is a chazaka, there's a mir of apilais, that you could be saimach to a chazaka, otherwise not. Or the other rishayim, that all over you say, smach mutal chazaka v'avlei palga. You have to be miyashiv kam gemaris that a mashmi do go basarayv. Now, the Mishnah says, Haisala chameis ena chesheshes, yotzim malele chesheshes. And like the Gemara explained, you have an Isha which doesn't have children, so she know al tzedat she'll be zakel yavim, but on the other hand, her husband doesn't have any brothers, so that's why she's materis l'shuk. But the problem was, her mother-in-law went to Medina Sayyam with her father-in-law, and maybe they had another son there, so maybe her husband has a brother to Medina Sayyam because her mother-in-law went to Medina Siyam. The Gemara says you don't have to worry that there's another brother. And the Gemara explains because the Chazaka is that she's not Zaka Gliavim. And the Rav is that she's also not Zaka Gliavim. Because since it's Maxis Skara Maxin Akevais, so that would be a 50-50 chance. And when you put in the Miyat Mapilais, so now the Rav is that you don't have someone that's Zaka, that's a Yavim. Because might be in the cave, it might be in Eiffel. The viable Scharim are Amiyat. So together with the Chazaka and the Rav, even Rameyaz Maskim, it's already called the Muta, the Muta, and Munachashish. But the Mishnah says, Yotzim Malei Chesheshes. If at the time that her mother-in-law left, she was already pregnant, even though we don't know if it's a Zachar in the cave, we don't know if it's a Maple, but you have to be Chesheshes, she can't marry Lashuk until she finds out that there is no other Yava. Now, the first shaila is, why even in the case where she's pregnant, fact that you should have a chazaka that she have a chazaka that she could go l'shuk, because she didn't have a yavam. The shaila is if the yavam got born, but in the beginning she didn't have a yavam, so chazaka l'shuk. And fact that you should have a rav, because even though she's pregnant, it's maxis chara maxis in a cave, it's umi at mafilis. So Vaiti should have a rave. So why don't you still have the chazak and the rave, even in the case where she's pregnant? So Taisa says, Nushainim also say this teretz, that once she's pregnant, you lose the chazaka l'shuk. You lose the chazaka l'shuk. The lashon of the Nushainim is, Adar Abba huchzik sas l'yavam. The chazaka l'shuk is, if nothing changed. Once something changed, you already have an uber here, which might be a yavam, you can't say there's a chazaka l'shuk anymore. So there is no chazaka. Okay, so bayatzim lay, you have no chazaka. Now what about rav? Nachar, you have a rav. Like the Gemara said before, max is chari, max in the keves, miyat mapilais, so you should still have a rav. So according to the way Taisus learned up the sugya, that this Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir, who holds chashim lemiyuta. Rabbi Meir holds chashim lemiyuta even when you don't have a chazaka, even without smach miyuta lechazaka v'havalei palga. Rabbi Meir stam holds chashim lemiyuta. So Mimela, it's very good the Machlokes, and this is what Taisa says, that the Tanakama holds like Rabbi Meir, like the Tanakama of the Mishnah, which only goes like Rabbi Meir. And therefore, when she's not pregnant, you have both the Rav and the Chazaka Lahatir, so that's a mute, the mute, even Rameh is not Chayshish. But when all you have is a Rav, and you don't have the Chazaka either way, because once she's pregnant, she loses the Chazaka Lashuk, so Mimela, you have to be chayshish. And then it says, Rabbi Yeshua says that you don't have to be chayshish. Even by Yat Simulaya, Rabbi Shua doesn't hold like a mayor. Rabbi Shua is like Hashin Lemuta. Rabbi Shua holds a rave alone is enough. So, Mela, we understand the Mishnah beautifully. The first case, the Mishnah goes like a mayor, and the Gemara is a little avdafka. You don't need smaych muta l'chazaka v'avle palga for a mayor. Even a meat without a chazaka, you chayshish Lemuta. A mayor is chayshish Lemuta. Mais l'chamais. So you have both the rave and a chazaka to say she goes to shuk. That remains is not chayshu. It's muta muta. Yatsa maleya. She's pregnant. She loses the chazaka libim. That's not called a chazaka l'shuk. All you have is a rave. So according to Ramei, you chayshu. Ramei is chayshu l'muta. But Rabbi Shua doesn't like Ramei. Rabbi Shua is ain't a chasheshes because he holds that you go bas a rave even when you don't have a chazaka helping out the rave. That's the Mishnah according to Taisus Pshat. But the problem is, according to the Rishonim, the Ramban, Rashi, Ritva, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rishonim that hold that this Mishnah goes even like the Rabbanan, and Smaich Mutal L'Chazaka works even according to the Rabbanan. So what's Pshat that by Yatsa Malaya you have to be Chayshish? The Rabbanan don't hold the Chashim L'Miyuta. The Rabbanan go Basarayv. So why do we hold Yatsa Malaya as Chayshashis? So Be'etzim, it could be, you could say pshat like this. You could say the Tanakam of the Mishnah, the first case of the Mishnah is choose Sayakoin to Ramei, Sayakoin to the Chachamim. Even the Chachamim mask him that you don't go Basarev because you have a Chazaka, Smaich Mutal L'Chazaka V'Avlei Palga. The second case in the Mishnah before Yatsim Leit, Stam Hais L'Chamais, Us is going Sayakoin to Ramei, Sayakoin to the Chachamim. Because even Ramei is masking like the Gemara says clearly. When you have a Rav and a Chazaka, even Ramei is not Chayish Muta. It's called a Muta de Muta. And then the third case, if I simulea, they have a machlokes. The Tanakama of that case, Yat simulea chasheshes, he holds like Rebbeya, chashin lemuta. And Rebbe Shua says, ain't a chasheshes, he holds like the Rabbanan. But the problem is that the Rambam and the Rif paskin not like Rebbe Shua. And they don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. So the Rambam and the Rif clearly hold that Yat simulea chasheshes is even not like Rabbi Meir, even if you don't hold the chayish lemuta. But the problem is why? Why don't you say you have a rave? Like the Gemara said before, Max is scar, Max in the cave is me at my pilas, you have a rave. So the Ramban says that the Tana doesn't hold of that cheshbin. The Tana holds we're not cheshish for Nephilim. And that's a psak halacha. Nephilim is not a tzad. We're not cheshish for Nephilim. All we have is a Max, a scar, a Max in the cave is, and you don't have a chazaka because since she's pregnant, she's not considered hugzlika l'shuk. And you don't have a rave, because there's no chash of nefil. We don't reckon with the chash of nefil. That's what the Ramban says. It's not Rabbi Shua. It is chayshish for nefil, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin that we're not chayshish for nefil. That's what the Ramban says. Now the Rashi, the Ritva asked on him, the Gemara early in the Samach Zayin brings, it says like this, it says when you have avodim of a kohen, someone who dies, and he has yoshim, and his wife is pregnant, so the problem is that the uber is enei machel. The uber can't be machel avodim b'tshuma. So they shouldn't be able to eat mishum chalkei shel uber. But the Gemara says that the other yoshim are scharim, so then he'll only pass lefiz zachar. So you have max scharim, max in the keves, and smaych miyat l'mapilas, and the max in the keves, you have roiv, Rave that doesn't pass, so Avodim could eat Truma. That's the Gemara says early in Daf Samach Zayin. So you see that the Gemara does hold that way. And that's the Psak Halacha that we do paskin that you smaych the Miyam Mapilas to the Machs and the Kavis by the case of the Uber and the Avodim. So how come over here when Achayshun for Mapil? So the Rajman Dvas say, Gushmaketeretz. They say, the Gemara in Gittin says that there's a din, Shemim Meis, Yenachayshishwa. But Shema Yomis Yuachayshish. Marshal, if you have an Ashish Kayin that wants to eat Truma, her husband's Medina Sayam, she's allowed to eat Truma, Becheskeshu Kayim, she could assume that her husband's alive because you're not Chayshish that her husband died. Mashayin Kayin, if she's in a situation where even if her husband will die in the near future, she won't be able to eat Truma, Marshal, she got to get that Schal, Shach has Kayde Misasi, then she does have to be Chayshish. On Shema Meis, to say that he's not alive now, that you don't have to be chayshish for. But to say that he might die in the near future, that you do have to be chayshish. So Tainan, the Rashbam dwell like this. The case over there by the Avadim is the case, we see that she wasn't Mapul yet. The question is that maybe she will be Mapul, maybe she will be Mapul, and if she's Mapul, so Kum Dais, he never had a Sriya in Avadim, Mafreya, he's an Eiful. That's what the Gemara says in Achelitz. When someone's Mapul, Mafreya is considered an Eiful. So if the Chash is maybe she will be Mapul, so that we do have a chash. That we do rechem with. So Mela, even Lekula, that now we have a chash that she might be Mapul, she might in the future be Mapul, together with the chash that it's in a keva, and therefore you have a rive. Now Shenkin here, the Chamais left more than 9 months ago. So it's not a chash, maybe she will be Mapul. If she was Mapul, she was Mapul already. If she wasn't Mapul yet, then she wasn't Mapul. She's not going to be Mapul. It's already after the term of the pregnancy. So now we have a suffix if it's a Zacha and a Keva. If it's a Zacha, she's Zaykik Liyavim. If it's a Keva, it's not. And the Chash that maybe the Vlad died already, that's Shema Mace. That you don't have. That doesn't exist. Shema Mace doesn't exist. So Mela, all you have is a Chash of Zacha and a Keva. The suffix of Zacha and a Keva, there you have no Raif. In the Gemara before, where she's still pregnant, and the chash is maybe she will be Mapul. That exists. That chash is Shema, she will be Mapul, exists. So it's mistarif with the suffix max of Nekevis, and makes it a rife. Mashenkin and Agamar, there's no chash, she will be Mapul. It's already afterwards. She went out, she was Yatsa Malaya. The chash is that maybe she was Mapul, Shema Meis Leicheshinan, and therefore you don't have a rife.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.